You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Tawanda Chikosi, a Zimbabwean currently working on the app Road Rules. Tawanda, thank you so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure, Tatenda, to always be joining you.
Tell us more about this Road Rules app.
Okay, so Road Rules is a mobile application that I developed in this country. What motivated us and inspired us to, you know, work on the solution is we realized that a lot of young people in this country, they failed their learner driver's license test, or what was locally known as the provisional driver's license test, so many times. Before they actually get it right. And even the current socioeconomic conditions prevailing in this country, for young people to continue failing whilst paying $20 per sitting to the government becomes a bit of a burden. To put it into perspective for you, as of January to December 2014, the official statistics show that over 240,000 young people sat for this government-administered exam for their learner driver's license test, and 60% of them, if not more, failed it the first time. So that motivated us then to say, you know what, wait a minute, this is a big problem. It's affecting young people who are currently affected by the socioeconomic conditions prevailing in the country. Then when we carried our research, we then realized that some people go as far as 3 sittings before they actually get it right. So we say this is a huge cost and a huge burden and a huge problem for young people in this country. Let's create something that can assist them in making sure that when they use the solution that we've created, they stand a very high chance of passing the exam the first time.
Have you been able to see any tangible difference in how young Zimbabweans are doing when they're taking their provisionals?
The app is doing very well. We opened it up to the general populace for testing and getting feedback from it to start our pilot phase end of October last year. And in this pilot phase, we have already received more than 10,000 people who have used it. And we have lost count now of the number of testimonials that we get from people say, I used the application maybe just the day before I went for the exam, and I passed it. When we are now moving around together as our team, some will have seen us on Facebook, on some of the media, you know, online media, that we now have people greeting us from all over the place, which we don't even know by name, because they know us because they used our solution and they liked it. So I believe it has been well received, even though we haven't started marketing it and expanding it into the entire country because of the processes that we are going through from a strategic point.
And how has the experience been, you know, trying to bring up or build up a mobile application in Zimbabwe?
I would like to tell you it's never easy to build a mobile application in Zimbabwe, because intentionally when we started this as the founder, I wanted to have a mobile application that is not only unique to Zim, but something that can be scaled or that can be scalable to other African countries. So because the problem that we are trying to solve here is not unique to Zimbabwe, but is also inherent in a lot of other African countries too. So from the onset, we wanted to build a mobile application that is globally acceptable, but that is localized. So we needed to have a very skilled talent in terms of development or mobile app developers. And this is not easy to find in the country. If you find them, there are very few. And if they are good enough to the level that you require them, they are already participating in something else, and to take them away would really cost you like a lot of money. So it hasn't been easy to get the talent that is required at the cost that you can afford as a startup company. But I would like to believe that because of the resourcefulness and the teamwork that we have put together as a team, we've managed to get this far. Recently, we have also been participating in a lot of startup challenges and competition, which has also helped us as well in terms of raising the requested finance, as well as getting access to networks and talents that will eventually get us to the point where we need to be.
And with that, of course, you guys have also been able to win some of those, you know, accolades and everything. Tell us a bit quickly about what you guys have been managing to win with your app.
Okay, so in November of 2014, there's a German organization called Ampion. They ran a startup bus competition where we traveled over 3,500 kilometers across four countries. And we came together from, you know, four or five different countries, as well as some coming from Germany, Europe, some from Switzerland, some from the United States. And we formed teams. And the Road Rules idea was pitched in there. And we worked on a prototype, and we then eventually pitched it at the Masterclass platform at the AfricaCom 2014 conference in Cape Town, and we won second place. So that alone started giving us a lot of traction and a lot of attention. Then as we moved in into 2015, the U.S. Embassy here in Zimbabwe sponsored an organization called Udugu Institute. They were running what they call the Innovation Baraza competition, and we managed to win that. And because we won the Innovation Baraza, we then secured angel investment from very prominent entrepreneurs and business people, the likes of Nigel Tanakira, Florence Ziyunde, Gary Thompson, just to name a few in the country. And now when Africa Total, the global energy and oil gas company, ran again what they call the Total Startup Africa Challenge, where they were running a startup challenge across all 34 countries where they run operations. We also then managed to win that competition, and it got us about 7,000 United States dollars to help us go along. And in addition to that, we're getting business training and also access to mentorship and networks. So these are some of the things that have really, you know, helped us in terms of the competitions have taken place. I could name more, but these are the ones that have been significant.
Tawanda, as we close here, what's next for the app? What are you guys looking forward to? I guess people will now ask, when are you guys going to officially release it for use?
We are anticipating that by end of September, probably early October, that's when we will have the official launch. Right now, we're just going through some strategic partnerships that we need to ensure that we have got steady scaling and growth within the country. And at the same time, by the end of next year, we should be in another African country as well as we expand. So the people in Zimbabwe can expect to benefit fully from this application that is early October and going forward.
And with that, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the program, Tawanda Chikosi.
All right. Thank you, Tatenda, and the people out there who are listening in Zimbabwe. You need to go to Google Play Store and download the Road Rules app and check it out, and it will help you. Thank you.
That was Tawanda Chikosi, co-founder of the app Road Rules, joining me today on the Youth Forum. And as usual, this is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next time.